This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A dozen Metro Denver school district superintendents are condemning the State Board of Education's order to reorganize a Commerce City district. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
State law allows the board to direct improvement plans if a district has low ratings for more than 5 years. Adams 14 has posted low ratings for 9 years. The order means the district's 6,000 students could be absorbed by bordering districts. The superintendents of nearby metro districts, including Denver, Cherry Creek, and 27J in Brighton, say the action demeans every student, parent, and staff member in the district. They ask the board to rescind the order. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado State University's president is stepping down at the end of the month. CPR's Paolo Jalcida has more.
The Fort Collins University announced Joyce McConnell's departure Thursday morning during a Board of Governors meeting. McConnell will receive a $1.5 million buyout for the remainder of her contract under the mutual separation agreement. A search for her replacement will begin soon. McConnell was CSU's 15th president. She became the first woman to hold the office in 2019. I'm Paolo Jalcida, CPR News.
Denver Health could soon have a new chief executive. Colorado's former lieutenant governor, Donna Lynn, is expected to take over the health system. She's currently in a similar post in New York. Lynn was lieutenant governor under former governor and now U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper. The head of Denver International Airport could soon have a new job. The Seattle Times reports that Phil Washington is President Biden's nominee to run the Federal Aviation Administration. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says rangers have captured the moose calf, who was orphaned after its mother attacked two hikers near Nederland earlier this week. The calf could be less than a week old and may not survive. Wednesday's moose attack was the third reported in the last 2 weeks. All of them involved mother moose trying to defend their calves. It's mostly sunny across the state today and getting warmer through the weekend. Highs just above 90 in Denver this afternoon and a few degrees warmer on Saturday. This is CPR News.